Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and good evening. Thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the Radio Talk Show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. I am so excited, as always. If this is your first time tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the Radio Talk Show, welcome. And if you're a longtime listener, thank you as well. I am so thrilled that I get another opportunity to sit down and talk to you for the next 26 minutes. I am excited. There's so much going on. I've had an interesting week, to say the least, but I'm so, so glad that I'm still able to do what I need to do. I won't complain, even though I know that I could, but I won't, because everything is falling into place, and I am really, really excited about the upcoming events that are happening for Issues Concerning Women. I want to let you know that on next weekend, the 23rd and 24th, Issues Concerning Women will be in Newark, New Jersey, for the Women's Leadership Conference with my good friend, LaLisa Williams, and that's Coach LaLisa Williams. If you haven't had an opportunity to meet her, then I suggest that you go on Facebook and meet her, because she's there every single day with wonderful information. But I will be her guest speaker. Her keynote speaker will be Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant, formerly of Essence Magazine. So we're going to be in good company. If you're just turning to the program and you would like to call in tonight to find out more about Issues Concerning Women, the number to call in is 1-347-826-7543. That's 1-347-826-7543. We are live on the air right now. So I'm going to send a little post out to Facebook. So if anybody wants to join us, they can do so tonight. I am also going to be giving you more details of upcoming events for Issues Concerning Women. And then we're going to jump right into the show. September the 14th, we will be back in Virginia Beach for our Women's Leadership Conference in this area, and it is going to be held at the Holiday Inn Express. And then, unless that changes, and it may change because we have another opportunity to go back to the original Holiday Inn where we were last year, because this is, we try to do the same place every year because we had such a good time last year. We wanted to go back, but we need to make sure that we're able to get that same spot. Last year, what we did was a little bit different. We had breakfast not in the conference room, but we went down to the restaurant that's inside of the hotel. We had breakfast there. They had a wonderful buffet where you could order your meal, and then we went back to our conference room and had our conference, and it turned out wonderful. We were blessed with the presenters. Everyone was on point. A lot of inspiration is going on in the room, a lot of knowledge about business. So if you're in Hampton Roads and you want to join us, please give me a call after the show at 757-567-6734, and we'd be more than happy to get you that information. You're going to start seeing things coming out this week, and this is the end of the week, so the beginning of next week, about the conference and how you can obtain your tickets. So we're excited about that as well. Also, I have a new assignment with Bryant & Stratton College, so and that assignment will start on Monday. And if you haven't heard of Issues Concerning Women, one of the things that I do a lot of workshops and seminars and a lot of networking. So I try to go out into the community and bridge those gaps between businesses, the college community, nonprofits, and individuals, and other things as well. But primarily with Issues Concerning Women, we want to be a voice for those women who would otherwise not be heard. Our main focus is on empowerment and encouraging women to be the best that they can be. Our key mission is to give them knowledge so that they can live their best life. I'm so excited about Issues Concerning Women. We started this organization in 2007. With my business partner, Robin Fairby. She has stepped down from position at Issues Concerning Women, but she is still a main part of the program. She's moved on to some new endeavors. She's doing wonderful things in the community, and I always give her kudos because her and I together decided that this would be a good platform for us to speak, and we are still on that road to the success and the gratification of knowing that we are doing some good things in the community, not that we, you know, haven't had challenges along the way, but just know that nothing's going to stop us. We're on the move. We want to be of service to the community. We worked really hard to get to where we are today, and I think that it has paid off tremendously. We've been able to do some marvelous things in Hampton Roads and even outside of the community. So if you go to my website, which is www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, you'll be able to see some of the things that we're doing. It's back to school time, so each year we try to do one of those programs, back to school programs for the kids. In the winter, we do a food drive for community, local communities and families here. And then for Christmas, we do our toy drive. So it's a lot going on. We're looking for new people to join us. So if you go on Issues Concerning Women, you'll see some of the main people that have been in the circle from the beginning that have been helping us to grow and prosper so that we can do all of the things that we need to do. We are not a nonprofit because we always know that there are so many nonprofits out there who are trying to get grant money. So I chose to be a for-profit business so that I could use other streams of income other than trying to apply for grants and those sort of things. So everything that I do is goes right back into the company. Love what I do. Love the team that I work with. They are such an inspiration to me, and I know that we're all going to be blessed, not just because we're doing it to get blessed, but because we're doing it from the heart. We have so much passion for others, and the rewards are showing in 2013 because we made a promise. In the beginning of the year, in January, at our first conference, that we will live the dream in 2013, and that's what we've been doing. So it's a lot going on with Issues Concerning Women. Fantastic week. I can't begin to describe how marvelous this has been. Many doors are being opened for us. We are just ecstatic about it, and we look forward to hearing your feedback and hearing some of the things that you're doing in your businesses and your community. So please connect with us at Issues Concerning Women on Facebook. So this past week has been awesome. I have been doing a 7-day series on getting your finances in order. So if you missed it this time, we're going to do it again. I won't go into it next week. We'll skip a week, and when I come back from the conference, I'll jump right back into it. Getting your finances in order, getting your financial house in order. Now, what the program has been about, it is an approach to financial planning. It just started from thinking about something that I could do to help those who have been struggling, because I get a lot of phone calls from men and women who are having a hard time, whether it's in their business, their careers, their ministries. So many of the ministries are suffering right now. They're not able to raise the funds that they're used to raising. A lot of people are not attending church these days. We hope that that's going to change as they see that we need spiritual guidance and outside help other than just our own abilities to do things. I don't want you to think that we're harping on, you know, the ministry all the time, but that's where our help comes from. I know that's where my help comes from. All of my help comes from the Lord, and I don't take it lightly. I don't mind if you don't like what I say. That's fine. I just know what works for me, and I never, ever try to push anything on anybody, whoever's listening to the show. I'm glad that you're here. This is just my personal opinion and what works for me. What works for you is for you. But this past week, we had taken a step-by-step approach to financial planning. And the key thing was that I wanted to give some concepts behind successful savings and investing, and not a complex class at all. It was called a 7-day e-class. It was talking about your goals, about savings, how you're going to save that next $1,000, what are you going to do that's different in your life, and giving you the opportunity to look at where you are right now. And we encourage everyone to take this class or even go online and find a class of your own, because you don't have to take my class, but just take a look at you. Where you are right now, where you are with your finances, where you are with your career, where are you in your relationships? This was to get me thinking about your finances, where you want to be in the next 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, being able to let you see where your money is going. We did a wonderful poster, and it talks about your money just floating away, and I think my project manager Freed for helping me with that. He's an excellent little artist. He's a young man, 21 years old, and he's been helping me do so many different things, and we were trying to vamp up issues concerning women. So I hope that if you did not have the opportunity to join my 7-day class online, you will do it the next time we put it out. And I have to warn you, now, this was a free class, and I may not offer it free again. It was just what was laid on my heart, and that's what I had to do. So I want to just give you a quick overview of the past week and how it kind of went along. We first started to talk about taking your financial inventory, and what that means is looking at your finances and seeing if you really know where your money is going. Why is your money just floating away? Why is your money just going through your hands like sand in your fingers? You know, what is going on? And if you don't have a clear picture of where your money is going, how you're spending it, then you're going to probably be in trouble. One of the pieces that I did was to encourage you to look at where you are right now. Doesn't matter what you did yesterday and the week before that and all the months ago that you made some mistakes, but look at where you are right now and see how you can turn this thing around before the end of the year. We only have a few months left. We want you to end the year on a great note going into 2014 with a positive cash flow, and that's why I've been talking about that. We also wanted you to think about some savings, starting that plan to save $1,000. And I know Dave Ramsey has this program that he does, and I'm sure most of you know who he is, or if you don't, you can Google him. And he tells you how to start to save that first $1,000. You know, you may want to have a yard sale. You may want to go do a flea market day and go out there and take some of your things to sell them. You may want to sell some of your things on eBay. There's so many different ways that you can make money, and you just have to figure out what works for you. I don't tell you how to do it. You have to know what you need to do for yourself. We just only give you ideas and places to go and things to do that you can get what you need. Because if you don't have a nest egg put away, then you surely can't invest. Because first you have to have the savings in place, and then you need to start thinking about investing. So let's say you're just starting all over again and you just are excited about, you know, the year and it's coming about, you know, the last of the year and going into the fall season, we want you to be thinking about how you can be successful at the end of the year and start out on a good foot in 2014. Now, I have a caller on the line, and I want to see if they want to hop on. I know sometimes they just want to listen to the program, and that's good. So 757, I'm going to put your mic on, and if you want to just say hello, that would be awesome. You're live on the air. Okay, so I have somebody listening from the 757 area, and then I have a couple people in the chat room, so I just want to say hello to you all, and thank you all for hanging out with me tonight and listening to the program. So let's continue on. So the other thing that was quite important in the 7-day training process was that once you had your savings, and nowadays you need to have 6 to 12 months of savings before you even think about investing anything, because your investment funds should be your funds that you can put into an investment plan that you don't have to worry about you needing them back right away. So once you get your savings in place, then you want to start thinking about investing. So you want to invest for growth over the long term. And I talk about this because only thing that stops you from investing is time. So you have to see where you are, see how much money you'll be able to put in, and see how long you have that you can wait for that money to have a return for you. The luxury of time allows you to look at a long-term oriented investments that are likely to offer potential for higher rates of return. So you don't want to put your money in for a short term when you know you may need it back. So if that's the case, then you need to leave it in your savings and to grow your savings some more. The other thing you want to do is diversify your portfolio. And you want to do that by spreading your savings across a number of different investments so that you may achieve better long-term performance and be consistent in your investing. Now, the thing about this is if you're saving for the short term or you want to make a purchase, let's say you're ready to buy a new car, and you know you want to do that in the next 6 to 12 months. Now, that still may seem like a long time to somebody, but if you want to make sure that you have enough for your down payment or if you want to lease the automobile, then you know that you have to do this quickly and fast so that when you go to get approved that you already have your money in place so that you can do that. Or if you're thinking about maybe purchasing a second home. Now, I have this vision in my mind of getting me a condo in Florida. And I talk to my good friend all the time, Robin Ferby, and you can join her on her website at www.letstalkmoneyonline.com. And we talk about this all the time. So I want a condo in Florida in the gated community. So I know that that is not going to be this year, but it's going to be one of the goals that I have set. So I know that's going to be a long-term investment for me. So I want to start saving towards that. But before I can do that, there are some other things that I have to have in place. So we have to use our time wisely, make our goals, set them, and you must have a beginning for the goal and an end for the goal. So if it's a short-term goal that you're trying to save for, then you have to have put down the time, get your journals out or your notebooks out and put the time that you want to start saving for that and when it's going to end. So for my goal for the retirement home, I know that it's going to be a few years down the road, so I have some time to save for that. So the other thing, and I know that many times we are afraid to get out of our comfort zone and to do something that we never did before. But I tell you, if you're going to be successful in your savings and be successful and your investments for the future, then you have to do that. You have to step out on faith and know that this is something that you can do if you just set your mind to it. So you, the first thing I'm wanting you to do tonight is start thinking about changing the way that you see your money. Where are you right now? What can you do right now to get started to save that $1,000? And then start setting some goals for your future. The other thing is to use time to help reduce risk. While the average investor prefers to avoid excessive risk, being too conservative can cost greatly over the long term by causing you to miss opportunities. So if you get the opportunity to do some things differently with your savings and, you know, paying off some credit cards, but I suggest that you don't close them out, you just pay them off. Paying down some of your debt so that you can begin to add that extra money into the savings account and being able to do some things that you want to do. And then other thing that we did this week in the class was to take a look at your financial inventory. Now, I sent out a worksheet for the students to look at their wages and their salaries. And if you would like one of those sheets, I would just ask that you go to my website or send me an email at icwdirector@gmail.com. That's icwdirector@gmail.com, because that's the quickest way to get in touch with me and the way that I would know that you're really interested in getting some of the feedback and some of the things that we're going to be doing in the coming months. So take your financial inventory. Before you can determine where you want your financial plan to take you, it's critical to establish where you are right now. So take a moment and get all your records together. And this is one of the things that I taught in the class. Get your records together. Have them in front of you. Know what you have, what's coming in, what's going out. What is your wages and salaries? Do you get tips? Do you have, you know, Social Security, or do you have income from a trust or insurance? Do you have income from a property? And know what you're spending, because your cash flow is going to be the only way that you're going to be able to determine if you'll be able to even set any goals this year or this month. You know, so look at where you are. Look at your expenses, your mortgage, your taxes, your food. What are you spending? Take that journal. Write everything down. I know it is a tedious task, but it helps you to see where your money is going. Do you have to pay for childcare? Do you have maintenance on a home or a timeshare? You know, put everything down. Don't leave out anything. So I advise you to get everything in order before you start doing this. If you want the worksheet, you know, send me an email. I'd be more than happy to send it to you. And then at the end of the worksheet, it's going to give you everything that you're spending, your total expenses. It's going to help you to see where your money is going. Then you have to do your personal assets, which is your income, your salary. Do you have a business? Are you paying yourself? Because if you're not paying yourself, then that's a problem as well. I've learned this the hard way. You have to pay yourself because you have to run the company. You have to have gas for your car. You have to have outfits to wear to your appointments and the things that you have to do. You have to spend money to make money. So don't get hung up on that, because I know a lot of business owners don't pay themselves. You may not be in a position to pay yourself, but you should be thinking about how you're going to set that goal, because that's one of the goals that you need to be looking at. If you're running your business and you're not getting any profit from it, then you're in crisis as well, just as the person that is working day to day and not having money and they're living paycheck to paycheck. How do I know? Because I've done it over the years. I didn't pay myself anything. I didn't know how to manage that part of it because my company wasn't a company that was making a whole lot of money. But I can tell you this, in the past 4 years, I have learned how to take something out for me after I've paid my 10% to the church and then pay myself and then pay other things that are due. And I find that the money stretches and it works. And then that's one of the principles that I use. And I have managed to make it through with some struggle, yes, but always making it through from one quarter to the next. So I'm excited about everything that has been going on this week. I'm excited that you were able to join in to the show tonight. Thank you, 757, for listening to the show. I am always excited to be with you on Issues Concerning Women, the Radio Talk Show. I hope that you will tune in next week to the show. And we'll be on our way the next day to New Jersey to the conference with Lalisa Williams. So if you're in New Jersey, please, please, please come hang out with us. It's Newton, Jersey. You can go online and get in touch with Lalisa Williams, and she'll be able to give you all the information. So before I go, I just want to give you a few more updates of things that are happening with Issues Concerning Women. October the 18th and 19th is our entrepreneurship explosion. We're going to have Professor Hayward Horton from New York. We're going to have Lalisa Williams from New Jersey, Robin Faraday from Chesapeake, Virginia, and Maybelle Campo from Virginia Beach, Charles Haynes from Virginia Beach, and a few others, and I'll name them as the weeks and months go along. Jennifer Hyman is probably going to speak as well. But we're going to do some fantastic workshops. We're going to have some great study on African-American history, where we've come from, some of the great career people from Hampton Roads, historians from Hampton Roads. That's going to be a little bit different twist to it, because you need to know our own heritage right here. You don't always have to go back to the motherland to see some of the great educators and great entrepreneurs. These are many, many in Hampton Roads, and we're going to be talking about that during the conference. So I know that you want to come and get educated about that. You may also want to get a vendor table, so please, please call me after the show or send me an email. My telephone number is 757-567-6734, and that's 757-567-6734, or you can go to my website, www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, or send me an email, icwdirector@gmail.com. And what I would do is I will forward you the link to our WordPress page about the Entrepreneur Explosion. It's going to be an awesome time. It's a two-day event. Friday night is going to be off the chain. We're even going to have some entertainment. So we're looking forward to that. And then in October as well, we're going to be in Raleigh, North Carolina. So we're planning a trip back to Raleigh. This will be our second year going there. We're going to connect with Karen Johnson there and some of her wonderful friends. And we're just going to have an awesome time this fall. You know, it has been a wonderful, wonderful week. I am looking forward to next week as well. I thank you for tuning in to the show. Please come back next to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am so excited and always that you took your time out of your busy schedule to be with me. God bless you all. I will see you next Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tell somebody about it. God bless and good night.